Hey, what's up there, Spaceship Earth? It's your star brother, Jonah Bolt, here to do another video. Hope everyone's doing good today. So this topic is really cool to talk about. It is about star seeds, and a lot of our star tribe has been talking about this, especially last weekend, because star seeds seem to have hit mainstream media. So shout out to like Ireland Clark and Akira and some other star brothers and sisters out there that are talking about this. And I'm going to show it too because it's super, super cool. So when we talk about disclosure and ETs, it's sort of like a lot of, taboo topic for a lot of people. But the reality of it is this: we are the disclosure. We are the ETs. Our junk DNA that they say 97% junk DNA is not junk. And this is stuff that science actually proves now, that some of us have 48 strands of DNA. Not just one double helix DNA strand. If you look at some even mammals and animals, like even squid and octopus, and you could search this online, science now admits that they are not from this planet. Their DNA does not match here. Our DNA is turning on with this ascension cycle. There are many things that are happening right now to turn that junk into DNA. So what I'm saying is we are the disclosure. If there are any outside ETs that come into this reality, because ETs are multidimensional, they're probably part of either Project Bluebeam or they are the negative alien agenda, the NAA. They're not going to show themselves and come down and rescue humanity and bring us on ships and things like that, which a lot of people believe. That's not going to happen. Again, the savior comes from within, the empowerment comes from within. So when you start seeing signs that the Pentagon is now saying there may be a mothership in our galaxy here sending probes to Earth, you better watch out for a false flag. And this has been planned for a very long time. It's called Project Bluebeam. You could check it out, read it for yourself. And there's many other people I've talked to over the years, part of my radio show, Starseed Radio, that talk about this. I've interviewed men in black, like Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and many others that have warned us about this. So I'm just going to share a quick article because I saw this pop up over the weekend, and I'm going to show a clip. Let me just share my screen and also check out our website, quantumcollective.world and quantumwellnessalchemy.com. We have some amazing supplements and food, ancient grains, and also the blue, which is helping a lot of people detox this. I can't say it, but you know what? And also get rid of a lot of other things. So watch my videos on there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out, quantumwellnessalchemy.com or quantumcollective.world. All right, here's the first article I just want to share with you. Boom. Pentagon UFO chief says alien mothership in our solar system possible. Now, this is on militarytimes.com. That means all of our soldiers worldwide that read this are seeing this. And what they're saying is there's a possibility that extraterrestrial motherships and smaller probes may be visiting planets in our solar system, the head of the Pentagon's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Research Office noted in a report drafted shared Tuesday. Okay, fact check. Ready for the fact check? ETs have been here for a very long time. I was actually at one of the disclosure hearings in 2012. You can see this on my YouTube channel. Just check out Quantum Collective 144 on YouTube or search my name, Jonah Bolt, and you will see I was there when China disclosed figurines from 2.2 million years old. 2.2 million years old, figurines that were hand carved, that looked like little aliens. I mean, they have been visiting, they've been here for a very, very, very long time. But what they're not doing is getting involved with day-to-day operations like now. They're not going to come down and start bringing people on ships. They're not going to start doing stuff like that. This is a free will zone. That's not going to happen. The good ETs know they can't get involved. They can visit people that are highly advanced and spiritual and not in fear and not in war. But the way and the state the world is right now, good ETs ain't hanging out. It is on right now. This is the final battle. Do not be mistaken. The show is on. The gloves are off. The demons are out. You can see it all over. So this article is really prepping the military. It's prepping people. These are seeds. Pay attention to the signs that are going on. Now check this article out. This is or this clip out. I'm going to share another screen here with you. We're gonna watch this for a second. I hope you can hear it. We screenshot this off of TikTok. So let me share this.
People who are honest believe that they should be watched. With videos getting more than a billion views on TikTok. People are so deep claiming that they traveled to Earth, Mother Dimensions, to help save the planet and guide humanity into the golden age of great happiness, prosperity, and achievements. In fact, if you search the term Starseeds on the internet, you will find more than 400 million results for these self-proclaimed aliens.
Well, if they're here, haven't they done anything? I don't see no healing. I don't see no guides of humanity. I don't see no great happiness. People are mad. So please point some of these folks out to me. Really.
Okay, I'm going to point one out to you. We are starseeds. We are here. Ha, 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 ha. We now know that science, the real science, quantum science, proves who we are. We are multidimensional beings of light. And for people that aren't aware with that, and who we are and where our souls come from, let me kick some other knowledge. So have you seen the movie 21 Grams? Or do you know what 21 grams is? 21 grams is what leaves the body when we die. It doesn't matter if you're 10 years old or you're 100 years old, or you're 500 pounds, 21 grams leaves. That's your soul. That's your essence that leaves and goes back to source creator, whether you incarnate again or pass on to other dimensions. Even computers now are multidimensional, right? The D-Wave goes to 380 dimensions. Hewlett-Packard's new computer chip goes to 5 dimensions. Why? Because it can only store a certain amount of space per nanometer, and then it disappears and goes to another dimension. And they stack it, and they stack it. So the new computer chips are multidimensional. So are we. We are multidimensional. We are living libraries of information, cosmic libraries. Our strands, 48 strands, like I have and many others, are multidimensional. So disclosure is us. We are starseeds. Yes, starseeds meaning your soul has originated from a different universe, a different galaxy, a different civilization. It's not just incarnating here in this earth. We have been to many, many, many places. Many people have told me my whole lives, and I'm sure you've heard this too, you're an old soul. You ever hear that when you're young? You're an old soul. Look at those eyes. You look like an old soul. That's what that means. We've been here for a very, very long time, incarnated, 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 and we've come from really high advanced civilizations. Most of us, not everybody. A lot of them could be the NAA too. So I just wanted to do this quick video to point out we are disclosure. We are the star seeds. I'm happy to see mainstream media actually talking about it because, like they said, there's over 400 million or billion views. I mean, that's a lot. So we are getting out there. We are doing the work. We are awakening each other, our star brothers and star sisters, and we are doing the right thing. So subscribe to the channel, pass this video on. You know, if you think you can't do anything, easiest thing you do is share this video and check out our supplements. We have some amazing supplements to bring more light into your body, like the Blue Photon Activator and our ECS System Activator. And I have videos on the site to talk about that. I don't want to talk too much here about it, but check it out. And our ancient grains. We are putting out some real, real medicine. Mike Adams and Alex Jones don't even put this stuff out because of what it does. And I've talked to their teams. They don't want to touch this stuff. So if you want to shield yourself from this, like many of us do, or actually detox yourself from spike protein loads, check out our quantum detox. It's specifically designed for that. All right, Star Family, Spaceship Earth. Have a blessed night. I'll be back soon.